The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. We begin with this one from Real Simple. TikTok tricks that actually work. Ever wonder whether social media cleaning hacks get the job done? Us too. So we put down our phones and started experimenting. Plenty were duds, shocker. But these will make your home nicer and your life easier. Fix scuff marks with a tennis ball. Those streaks on your floor have finally met their match. Just use a tennis ball like an eraser to scrub away the scuff. No chemicals here, so this is safe for any kind of floor, hardwood, tile, etc. We tried it, and there's a quote from the assistant editor, Teddy Wilson. I erased more than a dozen smudges left from my apartment's previous tenant in 5 minutes flat. Fix stinky drains with mouthwash. Dinner may have smelled amazing, but that doesn't mean you want to get a whiff of it when you're standing at the sink a week later. Banish odors by pouring 3 capfuls of mouthwash down the drain. The same antibacterial properties that fight bad breath will kill off germs in your plumbing, which will smell minty fresh. We tried it, and a quote from the fashion editor, Flavia Nunez, my bathroom sink doesn't drain quickly, and I can give and can give off a bad smell. I was very surprised to find that this works there, too. Fix fabric stains with shaving cream. Don't cry over spilled wine. Instead, grab a can of shaving cream and spray it over the stain ASAP. Sooner is always better when it comes to treating stains. Let the foam sit for 30 minutes. Then rinse and rub the stain. It should vanish before your eyes. We tried it, and a quote from Lisa Friedman, the executive editor, in the name of science, I stained a T-shirt with coffee, wine, and ketchup. The shaving cream lifted all 3 right up. Fix discolored coffee mugs with baking soda. Most people have a few coffee mugs that just will not get clean, so no matter how much they scour them with dish soap. Baking soda to the rescue. Mix a 1/4 cup with a few teaspoons of water to create a thick paste. Then scrub your favorite mugs with a sponge for a few minutes until the stains are gone. We tried it, and a quote from Leslie Corona, senior home editor, I have a mug that holds sentimental value. I was scared to put any heavy-duty cleaners in it, so I tried this and was stunned. Years' worth of coffee stains came right out. And a fix dull flatware. Aluminum foil. Utensils looking a little, well, not shiny. Ball up some aluminum foil. It's fine if it's already been used. Toss it into the flatware caddy and run your usual cycle. This would be your dishwasher. A chemical reaction occurs between the foil and the dishwasher detergent, helping to burnish your flatware. We tried it, and there's a quote from TW, does not give their title. This couldn't have been easier. One cycle later, my cloudy forks and spoons were sparkling again. From Woman's Day, let's head out back. Backyard Day. We just missed it. It was yesterday, March 19th. The perfect excuse to mix up your workout routine. Latrell Mitchell, a personal trainer and founder of Fitness Bunch Foundation, says simply getting outside and adding heart-pumping music can spice up your tried-and-true exercise moves. When you take indoor workouts to a new space, you get fresh air, and it feels fun because it's something you never do, Mitchell says. Also, try singing along in your head. It'll boost your mood and distract you so you can power through. And they have some recommended moves. Step-ups. Do step-ups to the beat, alternating between legs. Do 20 step-ups on your right side and then 20 on your left until the song ends. Use whatever steps are around, your porch steps, steps leading down to a deck, even a bench. Plank. Hold the raised push-up position through the lyrics of a song, then rest during the chorus. Feeling strong? See if you can hold the position for the entire song. I can tell you right now, I can't. Tricep dips. Use the seat of a sturdy patio chair to do intervals of 20, rest between sets, for the length of the song. And glute bridges? Lie comfortably on a flat surface, try the grass, or grab a yoga mat, with your knees bent and your feet flat. Extend your arms by your sides. Squeeze your bottom and raise and lower your hips, keeping your head, neck, and shoulders firmly on the ground. Do two sets of 20. And everybody's all-time favorite push-ups. Use what's around you to personalize your push-up. Prop your feet on a bench or chair for an angled push-up. Or do standing push-ups against a wall or a tall table. Push-up to the beat, resting after sets of 10. And Latrell's suggested playlist for your outdoor workout, Feeling Good, the Austin Mills remix, Nina Simone. Boogie Shoes, 2004 remaster of KC and the Sunshine Band. Hold Me Closer, Elton John and Britney Spears. Sing a Song, Earth, Wind, and Fire. And We Are Family, 1995 remaster by Sister Sledge. From Real Simple, Relationship Reset. The only resolution you need? To have deeper connections with the people who matter most to you. The word resolution can be fraught, and only more so when you put New Year's in front of it. Our annual attempts at self-improvement often end in failure. But a family resolution, a pledge to strengthen your bonds with your nearest and dearest, is something else entirely. Setting family resolutions gives you a chance to hit the reset button and think about what really matters, says Elizabeth Earnshaw, a licensed marriage and family therapist in Philadelphia. Healthy family connections increase everyone's well-being, adds Erica Bockneck, Ph.D., licensed marriage and family therapist in Detroit. Children and adults alike derive a sense of belonging from close relationships, she says. If you think you'll have trouble getting the whole crew to sign on to a family resolution, the good news is you don't need to. A few unilateral acts, stuff you can do yourself without their buy-in, can help you reconnect with them. The first step, decide what your goals are. Keep in mind that you're more likely to do the things you want to do than the things you think you should do, Bockneck says. People often focus on aspirational behaviors that reflect social values, but not necessarily internal ones. That's why resolutions flop, she explains. Are you craving more date nights with your partner? We love that for you. A resolution can make it happen. Think you should cook more for your crew, even though it's not your bag after a long day at work? The takeout menus will likely be back out in a week. Also, when making behavioral changes, it's easier to adopt new habits than to simply eliminate existing ones. So instead of expecting everyone to put down their phones on Sunday afternoons, start a family tradition that keeps you all engaged and off devices, like tailgating around the fire pit, then watching the football game together. While each family has its own challenges and needs, when it comes to feeling close to others, standard operating procedures apply. Show love, kindness, and you're on the right track. Here are three resolution ideas to get you going. First, fit in more quality time. How many days feel like a blur of commuting, work, errands, and scrambling to get dinner on the table? Most of them? Yeah. Finding time to fully engage with the people in your house, not to mention extended family, can feel impossible when you're already struggling to get the bare minimum for survival stuff done. Thankfully, meaningful interactions don't have to be huge affairs. People make quality time bigger than it needs to be, Earnshaw says. Nearly everything can count as quality time, and you can build it into your daily activities. Even TV counts if you're intentional about it, Earnshaw notes. If everyone is just plopping down on the couch and zombieing out to their own TikTok feeds, fire up a show the whole family can watch. May we suggest Abbott Elementary? Make popcorn. Then put the commercial breaks to good use. Talk about your favorite moments, what you're learning from the show, your favorite characters, and what you think might happen next. If you'd rather leave screens out of it entirely, Simply invite, okay, and treat your partner and kids to go on a nightly walk with you. Or turn the music off while driving around on errands and start a conversation. There's no wrong way to enjoy one another's company, and you don't need to make a whole thing, or even half a thing. Next, be more patient at home. Loved ones can annoy you in ways no one else can, says Mary Beth Somich, a licensed clinical mental health counselor specializing in family therapy in Wake Forest, North Carolina. This is why you may be able to tolerate a coworker's incessant pen clicking, but not the way your partner sneezes. It's also much harder to be on your best behavior around family because it's easier to be yourself, she says. So your loved ones are more likely going to bear their own quirks. Read that as grading habits, and you're more likely to call them out on their behavior. But a little tolerance goes a long way. Becoming more level-headed requires self-work, Earnshaw says. Train yourself to focus not on others' flaws, but on your response to them. First, think about how you behave when you're irritated. Does your voice jump an octave? Do your eyes roll almost involuntarily? Then observe your reaction when you're trying to be as calm as possible. Do you take a deep breath? Ask clarifying questions? Chances are you display a wide range of behaviors in both scenarios. Pick one high emotion response, Earnshaw says, and replace it with one of your patient habits. For instance, when your voice gets louder, take a deep breath. If possible, sneak away for 20 minutes when someone is driving you bananas. Leave the room, take some slow, deep breaths, and look at the bigger picture. Then ask yourself, is stopping my husband from bouncing his leg the hill I want to die on? Answer, probably not. And last, do more to meet your family members where they are. The things we're into, music, books, sports, help create our identity. Talking about our hobbies with others helps us reinforce our positive sense of self, a core aspect of mental health and well-being, Bachneck says. Don't you get excited when someone asks about the last book you read? Even though you've known your family forever, it's easy to lose touch with their interests. Because many people enjoy music, Bachneck recommends creating a family playlist. Set up a shared account on Spotify and have everyone add a song they can't stop listening to that week. Then talk about your selections during dinner. Other ideas? Show everyone your favorite local hiking trail or play a family member's favorite game. You might just find a new shared hobby. From Good Housekeeping, when anxious sleep signals a disorder. Sometimes bad dreams accompanied by other symptoms can suggest medical conditions that interfere with daily life. They can be relieved with help from a sleep medicine doctor. Nightmare disorder is characterized by repeated occurrences of deeply disturbing dreams or nightmares, usually involving threats to survival, safety, or integrity. They happen often, typically wake you up and are well remembered, cause daytime distress, and may lead you to avoid sleep. REM sleep behavior disorder, or RBD, involves acting out dreams by punching, kicking, shouting, or cursing. Normally, during REM sleep, motor activity quiets, and there's a high degree of muscle paralysis. But people with RBD do not remain still and have a higher risk for certain neurological conditions, which is why it's important to see a sleep disorder specialist. Trauma-associated sleep disorder, or TASD, can involve having vivid dreams of a past trauma. These are reenactment type of dreams for which treatment by a sleep specialist often provides considerable benefit, says sleep medicine specialist Barry Krako, MD. An obstructive sleep apnea is when a person's breathing repeatedly stops, then restarts. It's associated with nightmares and disturbing dreams. Using a CPAP machine can improve sleep apnea and bad dreams, as can other treatments. And try these slumber savers, this by Good Housekeeping. Need a little help in the sleep department? We tapped our experts at the Good Housekeeping Institute to bring you three reliable ways to help you wind down, fall asleep, and stay that way. First, download the Calm app, C-A-L-M. Not off to bedtime stories for adults. There are also ones for kids. Read aloud by people with soothing voices, including celebrities like Matthew McConaughey. Only a few stories are included for free, but subscribing unlocks a large library of meditations made specifically for sleep, plus stress reduction and ASMR, as well as relaxing music and breathing and stretching exercises. Sip some herbal tea. The ritual of preparing a cup of tea at bedtime can help you relax, unwind, and transition to sleep, if it's a caffeine-free variety, that is. Chamomile tea, in particular, is a good pre-snooze brew to try. One study found that sleep-deprived new mothers who drank one cup of chamomile tea daily for 2 weeks had improved sleep quality compared to those who didn't drink the tea. Says the Good Housekeeping Institute's registered dietitian nutritionist, Stephanie Sassos, deputy director of the Good Housekeeping Nutrition Lab. And snag a pair of cooling PJs. Nothing sabotages Z's like waking up in a pool of your own sweat. But pajamas with moisture-wicking capabilities may help keep your body comfortably regulated. We love the styles from Lusome. Whether you like a nightshirt or shorts and a tank, or you prefer longer tops and bottoms, you'll find something comfy. Their PJs are made from a specialized fabric that was a top performer in the Good Housekeeping Textile Lab's moisture management tests, i.e. they're so effective at wicking sweat from skin, so you stay cool and dry. Browse options at us.lusome, that's L-U-S-O-M-E, .com. From Woman's Day, a spring playlist about new beginnings. Their suggestions: Start Over by Beyoncé, A New Day Has Come, that one's Celine Dion, Today My Life Begins, Bruno Mars, Brand New, Ben Rector, New Memories by Subdivision and Afrojack, Starting Over by Chris Stapleton, We've Only Just Begun, that's a classic from the Carpenters, and Start Again by One Republic. From Real Simple, mistakes you didn't know you were making, window treatments. Hang in there. Adam Skallman, an executive at the Shade Store, shares tricks to avoid the pitfalls of putting up curtains and blinds. First, you're crowding your windows. Hanging window treatments well beyond the frame will give the illusion of larger, more dramatic windows. For curtains, extend the rod past the frame by a foot on each side and install it just below the ceiling. Let your curtains run all the way to the floor. If you can, mount blinds outside the frame. And you're not layering. Achieving a designer look by layering different types of coverings and materials helps. Try raffia roller blinds with sheer curtains and soft wool drapery, or bamboo Roman shades with lightweight linen and luxe velvet curtains. There are no wrong combos. And last, you're not thinking of your needs. Your window treatments should be pretty and problem-solving. Do you hate waking up at the crack of dawn? Use blackout curtains. Hot tip, you could also layer an opaque panel under your regular curtains. Want privacy while still letting in some light? Go for a sheer linen. From Woman's Day, raise a glass to the past. Take a chill pill and walk down memory lane on Cocktail Day, coming up March 24th, with the help of Saved by the Bellini, a delightful recipe book full of 90s-inspired cocktails. And they give this one an example. The book, if you're interested, called Saved by the Bellini. And I cannot read the author's name because it's just on the book and it's tiny print. I'm sorry. First, so this recipe, Barbie Girl. This drink was inspired by the author's love of the 1997 hit single Barbie Girl by pop band Aqua. We need 2 ounces fresh watermelon juice, 1.5 ounce Pisco, P-I-S-C-O, 3/4 ounce creme de cassis, C-A-S-S-I-S, 1/2 ounce fresh lime juice, Luxardo cherries skewered on a cocktail pick for garnish, and a shaker, combine drink ingredients. Fill with ice and shake vigorously 15 seconds. Strain into a cocktail coupe glass and garnish with the skewered cherries. From Real Simple, in season, mushrooms. True story, you can't spell fungi without fun. There are lots of varieties of mushrooms in grocery stores and thousands of edible species in nature. They're packed with B vitamins and antioxidants, and they bring on the flavor. So make room for shrooms. When shopping, look for firm, dry mushrooms with stems intact. Store them by keeping them in a paper bag in the fridge for up to a week. To prep, wipe clean with a dry cloth. Rinse extra dirty ones, but don't soak them or they'll get soggy. And to cook, sauté in butter and thyme and add to sandwiches and pasta, or replace half the beef in burgers or meatloaf for bonus vegetables. From Good Housekeeping, in season, kiwi. This fuzzy fruit provides a generous dose of vitamin C and a burst of sweet tangy flavor that'll brighten the last weeks of winter. Here are our test kitchen's favorite ways to use it. And they offer 3 easy recipes. First, salsa with fish tacos. In a bowl, combine 2 kiwis peeled and diced, 1 avocado diced, 2 tablespoons each pickled jalapenos and cilantro, both chopped, 1 tablespoon fresh lime juice, and 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt. Prepare 1 10-ounce package of frozen fish sticks per package directions. Fill 8 small corn tortillas, which have been warmed, with fish sticks and top with kiwi salsa and a dollop of sour cream. Next, kiwi ripple ice cream. In a mini food processor, puree 2 kiwis, which have been peeled and diced, and 2 tablespoons agave. Using electric mixer, beat 1.5 cups heavy cream until stiff peaks form. In a large bowl, whisk 3/4 cup coconut milk, 1/4 cup sweetened condensed milk, and 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt. Whisk in 1 cup whipped cream, then fold in remaining whipped cream. Transfer 1/2 of the mixture to a loaf pan, swirl in 1/4 cup kiwi puree, then top with the remaining mixture. Freeze until firm, 4 hours at least, and serve with remaining kiwi puree. And last, a smoothie bowl. In a blender, puree 4 kiwis peeled and diced, 1 cup each frozen mango and pineapple chunks, 1/3 cup pineapple juice, 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, and 1/8 teaspoon kosher salt until creamy, 1 to 2 minutes. Divide between 2 bowls and top with fresh mango and kiwi, both sliced, coconut chips, and hemp seeds. From Good Housekeeping, smoky black bean and quinoa soup. Active time is 30 minutes, total time is 45, and this serves 4. We need 1.5 tablespoons olive oil, 1 onion chopped, kosher salt, 1/2 a medium butternut squash, about 12 ounces, peeled and cut into 3/4 inch pieces, 1 medium poblano pepper, cut into 1/4 inch pieces, 2 cloves garlic, pressed, 1 1/4 teaspoons ground cumin, 1 canned chipotle in adobo, finely chopped, plus 1 tablespoon of the adobo, 3 cups low-sodium vegetable broth, 1 14-ounce can of diced fire-roasted tomatoes, 1/2 cup of quinoa, rinsed, 1 15-ounce can of black beans, rinsed, 1/3 cup of cilantro, chopped, plus leaves for sprinkling, and 1/3 cup roasted pepitas, which are sunflower seeds, I believe, or very similar to. Heat oil in Dutch oven on medium, add onion and 1/2 teaspoon salt, and cook covered, stirring occasionally, 6 minutes. Add squash and poblano and cook, stirring occasionally, 4 minutes. Stir in garlic and cumin and cook 1 minute. Stir in chipotle and adobo, then broth, and bring to a boil. When edges of pot just start bubbling, stir in tomatoes and quinoa. Reduce heat and simmer gently, covered, until quinoa is tender, 12 to 14 minutes. Stir beans into soup and cook until heated through, about 3 minutes. Stir in cilantro and serve topped with pepitas and additional cilantro if desired. And this serves 4. It says power up, want an extra hit of protein? Fold in shredded rotisserie chicken, cooked ground turkey or pork, or leftover roasted shrimp when adding black beans, and heat through before serving. And some tips on how to freeze soups. Broths and soups are the ultimate freezer-friendly foods. Whip up a batch to stash for a future dinner. A few secrets for storing and reheating right. Allow your recipe to cool completely before adding to a freezer-safe container. Be sure to label it with the date you froze it. You can store it for up to 4 months. If you're not planning to heat up the whole batch, freeze individual servings so you can prep a portion or two at a time. Skip freezing soups with pasta, potatoes, or grains like rice, as these ingredients can get gummy. Instead, add your starch when reheating. Planning to store smoky black bean and quinoa soup, the one we just did? Omit the quinoa till later. When you're ready to reheat, thaw soup in the fridge overnight. Then add to a pot over medium heat and cook, stirring occasionally until warmed through, adding in any starch you left out, and it takes about 10 minutes. From Good Housekeeping, an easy weeknight recipe, 15-minute meal, saucy beans pizza toasts. Total time and active time, both 15, and this serves 4. Heat broiler, place 8 slices sourdough bread on a baking sheet. Brush both sides with 1 tablespoon olive oil and broil until golden, 1 to 2 minutes per side. Rub with 1 clove of garlic, then sprinkle with 1/4 cup Parmesan cheese. Heat 1 tablespoon oil in medium skillet on medium. Add 1 ounce sliced pepperoni, you can cut those in half, and cook until beginning to crisp, 45 to 60 seconds per side. Transfer to a plate, leaving oil in skillet. Stir in 1 clove garlic, finely chopped, and 1 15-ounce can of cannellini beans, rinsed, and cook 1 minute. Add 1 cup jarred marinara sauce and cook until heated through, 2 minutes. Remove from heat. Add 1 tablespoon pepperoncini brine, then fold in 1/4 cup fresh basil leaves and 2 tablespoons flat-leaf parsley, both chopped. Spoon beans on the toast, top with pepperoni, and 6 ounces of whole milk mozzarella cheese, coarsely shredded. And broil until the cheese is melted, 1 to 2 minutes. Sprinkle with 4 medium pepperoncini, thinly sliced, that's where the juice came from, grated parm, and chopped basil if desired. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired and available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.